Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
On KISM, when you can't win Knucklehead of the Week after you fried up your husband's pet fish and served it to him, you know you must be up against some stiff competition.
Yeah, the woman in Indonesia, after begging her husband to clean the fish tank, she thought, okay, if you don't clean the fish tank, I'll clean it, cook it, and eat it. And she did. His pet arowana, which is a good luck charm in some parts of the world, became a tasty treat.
And the couple's still together.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's love.
Our other runner-up today is a shirtless guy in Ohio who was responsible for 3,600 customers being without power in Clark County, Ohio, Monday morning when this guy decided to take off his shirt and climb to the top of the power substation there. And they were afraid this guy would get electrocuted, so they shut the power down. And he was up there for 3 hours. He refused to come down. Eventually he did, but schools had no electricity, businesses, homes, you know. Knucklehead, put a shirt on and get down from there. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today goes to some guys who picked, they picked the wrong parking lot is what they did.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Yeah, a few more details on our 930 Knuckleheads here. As cops were called to the Anytime Fitness in Stafford, Virginia, about 40 miles south of Washington, D.C., reports of a brawl in the parking lot just before 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Multiple callers contacted the cops to say three men are attacking an unidentified gym member in an attempt to steal his car. The 19-year-old, the 18-year-old, and 20-year-old fought with the MMA guy coming out of the gym and eventually jumped into his car, but realizing that it was a stick, they could not drive, and so they could not get into that car. The three attackers then fled the scene in their own car and led cops, by that time cops are on their way, led cops on a high-speed chase, chasing the Acura sedan with Mississippi plates. Finally, they ended up pulling over. The suspects took off and on foot. And that's when the cops deployed the canines. Canines caught up with them, and their little run for knuckleheaded glory ended in a parking lot down the street a ways.
Well, their run for knuckleheaded glory doesn't end this morning. We may see these guys in the tournament at the end of the year for the 930 Knucklehead of the Year.
All three suspects being held at the regional jail with bond, and one taken to the hospital briefly with a dog bite.
Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Yes, sir. Always with the 930 Knucklehead of the Week and great live music on the weekend. Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew. Perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.